Discerning Hearts, in cooperation with the Pro-Sanctity Movement, presents Teresa Monahan and the Personal Plan for Holiness. Episode 3, The Maximum.
Not too long ago, I was out east in the middle of their first big snowstorm of the season. I was traveling by train from New York to Washington, D.C., and in my typical fashion, I had a bag on my back, one in my hand, and pulling a third with wheels. Well, this is all fine and dandy walking on the moving walkways of airports, but have you ever tried pulling a luggage bag through snowy streets? Well, let me tell you, it is not easy, and I struggled and tugged to make those little luggage wheels move through a half foot of powdery snow. I imagine I was quite a sight with all this baggage hanging on me while fighting with the bag that would not move through the snow. I was in need of help, and you would think that at least someone, one of the many passerbys, would have paused and said, "Miss, could I help you? You seem to be struggling." No one stopped. They just looked at me, smiled, and hurried on their way. Oh, I know they had things to do and places to go. I looked pretty needy, and it would certainly take too much time to help me. I cannot judge anyone who passed me by and did not stop, but the experience did make me stop and look at my own response. What would I have done if I had been confronted by someone struggling through the snow? Sadly, I too have been and can be ruled by what is convenient, what I have time for, minimum requirement, the minimum approach. Living our faith can very often be reduced to the minimum, the easy, that when it is convenient, I will do it approach. Our Holy Father reminded us at the beginning of the new millennium that Jesus invites us to the maximum approach. He invites us to go beyond the minimum, to give a cup of cold water to the thirsty, the shirt off our back to the naked, and to go the extra mile for the needy lady in the snow, or something like that. The Pope says strongly, "It would be a contradiction to settle for a life of mediocrity marked by a minimalist ethic and a shallow religiosity. Do you wish to become holy? It means to accept the radical nature of the Sermon on the Mount. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." St. Maximin Kolbe had already lived a full and holy life, giving himself completely to spreading the message of the gospel through his tireless preaching, writing, publishing, traveling. Because of his good works, he was captured and taken to Auschwitz. In July 1949, there was escape from the camp. Camp protocol designed to make the prisoners guard each other required that 10 men be slaughtered in retribution for each escaped prisoner. Francis, a married man with young children, was chosen to die for the escape. Maximilian volunteered to take his place and died as he had always wished, in service. Maximilian was a man who lived the maximum approach to the very end. He tells us in his own words, "The most deadly poison of our times is indifference. And this happens, although the praise of God should know no limits. Let us strive, therefore, to praise Him to the greatest extent of our powers." In preparation for our personal plan for holiness, it is not enough to list what prayers I should say, how often I will go to Mass, or how much I will put in the collection basket. No, I must reflect if my approach to God, my neighbor, and myself is in the spirit of the minimum, or in the footsteps of Christ who loved us to the maximum. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, true model of every holiness, give us trust to become saints.
You've been listening to Teresa Monahan of the Pro-Sanctity Movement and A Personal Plan for Holiness. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it on our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms. Discerning Hearts is a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to evangelization and spiritual formation through the use of new media. To learn how you can support our mission, visit discerninghearts.com.